1. 425 nautical miles northeast of Goose Bay, Newfoundland, Atlantic Ocean, March 2014. A small, dark shadow flitted across the waves under a waning quarter moon. Casting the shadow was a MH-6M mission-enhanced Little Bird helicopter of the 1/160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, its outer skin a dull matte black that absorbed both light and radar. Riding on the starboard pod of the bird, Delta Force Major Colt Racer Rayner leaned into the headwind and wished like hell he'd never seen an episode of Shark Week. Colt accepted that putting his life in danger was just part of the job. Hell, it was one of the main reasons he loved being a special operator. Still, there were times when it felt like he was pushing his luck, and skimming across the cold, dark ocean was definitely one of those times. Tonight particularly sucked for a number of reasons, which Colt had way too much time to ponder as the little bird tempted fate over the ugly-looking waves way too close to the bottom of its skids. Scuzzball Iranian terrorist Marzban Tehrani and a group of jihad wannabes had hijacked the Queen Mary II in the middle of its cross-Atlantic cruise. As bad as that was, the intel update made it a whole lot worse. It was believed, though unconfirmed, that Tehrani had managed to get a hold of one, and possibly two, North Korean-made miniature nuclear warheads, the legendary suitcase nuke that had been a constant fear of Western governments for decades. There was credence to this, as Marzban was known to have ties to the North Korean regime through the illicit trade of nuclear technology between North Korea and Iran. Whatever Marzban and his compatriots had in mind, assuming it wasn't simply a massive suicide bombing, they weren't talking to the FBI's hostage negotiators. No, they were either oddly shy or operationally savvy. So far, they were only communicating through the cell phone belonging to an elderly woman from Buffalo who was on the cruise as a gift from her children. The NSA had quickly provided all the information they could find on Mildred Angelica Swanson, age 73, born in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, graduate of Vassar College, widow of one Jonathan...